Praise the Lord. Message 101. The title of the message, The Ability to Have Wealth, Part 3. We will continue speaking this message about the will of God for us to make wealth, so that this wealth that we'll make, it can be used for the glory of God, to reach the lost and to help the saint and to help those who are in need. Before we continue, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you, Lord, that you had made it possible to hear your word and to come before you, listening to your will and abiding with the truth that come from the scripture. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your people. I pray, Lord, that we will save you. We will save your purpose in our life. And what is the purpose for each and every one of us in this generation? And what is the purpose for your church, for each and every congregation of this church, for every person who is going to listen the message? Your purpose for him and for the church and for me shall be accomplished in the generation that we are now living with. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Why we need to save? And somebody will speak, why you are teaching about saving and about making wealth? On what you are based your teaching? We'll go through the scripture now and we will see in the life of the people of God, there were famine had happened to the people, and the people of God were passing through famine in their lives. The Bible records famine and times of famines had happened in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. For such period of time to pass it through, we should have saved a wealth for such period of time. In the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 10, at the time of Abraham, it says here, now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while, because the famine was severe. So here Abraham and his family and the church pass through severe famine. They were obliged to move to other area. So here, when we speak about saving and keeping money and keeping certain things not to be used unless there is a desperate need for it, is something reasonable and acceptable. Some people, they don't have in their mind to save. Whatever they receive, they will spend everything and they will not keep something for tomorrow, or they will not budget that they can use this money or this amount of food or this amount of store for a longer period of time. God give us mind and he want us to use it wisely. In the book of Genesis chapter 26 and verse 1, at the time of Isaac, now there was a famine in the land besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistine, in Gerar. Now again here there is a famine at the time of Isaac. So famine at the time of Abraham. Famine also mentioned in the Bible at the time of Isaac. So here, when you speak about keeping money and saving, keeping gold, keeping treasures, it is for such time of famine that we can use the money. But don't go and buy gold because you love gold and you say it is just saving for the future. No, that is worldliness. I'm speaking about you keep money, keep material things as saving for you, that you are prepared when there are famine will cross your life and the life of your family. In book of Genesis chapter 42, so at the time of Abraham there were famine, at the time of Isaac there was also famine. How about at the time of Jacob and his children? Book of Genesis chapter 42 verse 1 and verse 2. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you just keep looking at each other?" He continued, "I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us so that we may live and not die." So here there is also a famine at the time of Jacob, and we can read about this famine in the book of Genesis chapter 41 and verse 56 and 57. When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the countries came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe in all the world. So here the famine not only affect one area, it can affect the whole world. Jacob was ready. He told to his children, "You go and buy." So he has store money. When there is no revenue, no income coming for certain time, we will use the store that we have, that we made at the time of plenty. Sometimes God allows famine to check, have you saved when he had given you much? So here, in the times of God, there are time of plenty, and also God, he is keen to keep a time of famine so that your stewardship will be tested. If you had been honest and faithful and good steward and good manager and responsible when he had given you much, then at the time of famine or need, you can survive. But if you had sinned against the Lord and you had squandered what he had given you, then at the time of famine, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. And God allows famine in the life of each and everyone to test you and to test your stewardship. When the Lord gives you salary, this salary is not for 1 month, but this salary, it can be used for a longer period of time. Sometimes what you receive more than what you spend. So keep it, save it, because the time will come when you will not have an income, and what you had stored in the past, you will use it at the critical period of famine that God will allow to pass through your life. Why we need to save? To face the future. The Lord said, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about this day. Yes, every day have its own troubles. So here, how we behave today, that will be a down payment for us in the future. If you spend your money unwisely today, it will be short for you at the time of tomorrow. In the book of Genesis 41, we know the famous story of the dream of Pharaoh. God gave him two dreams in one night, and he was troubled by these dreams. He saw first cows, fat cows, seven fat, and after them came out from the river seven ugly. They eat the seven fat cows, and he woke up from his sleep, and then he slept, and then he saw another dream. He saw seven heads of grain, full and good, growing on a single stalk. After them, seven other heads. They are thin and scorched, and the thin heads of grain swallow up the seven good heads. We know that Joseph was brought out from the prison. So that he would explain to him his dream. And you know the explanation that Joseph told him, there are 7 years of plenty will pass in your life. There will be a great abundance of a product. You will have a great harvest. You have so much income. And then he told him, after the 7 years of plenty of the abundance, there will be 7 years of famine will follow them, and the famine will be so severe that will ravage the land. The abundance in that will not be remembered because the famine will be so severe. And we know also that Joseph suggests to Pharaoh the strategy how to face famine. Ahead of Pharaoh 7 years of plenty, but after the 7 years of plenty he will have 7 years of severe ravaging famine. Joseph gave him God's word and God's will how to manage the famine. The same for us. We will study this scripture verse 33, book of Genesis 41, verse 33 to verse 36. What Joseph told Pharaoh. And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take a fifth of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. They should collect all the food of these good years of abundance that are coming, and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine. So what he suggests to him? He suggests to him that he should collect 1/5 every year. He should collect 20% of all the income. Now here, how we can save? How much we need to save from all our income? 20%. 1/5 of what we receive, it need to be put in saving as a reserve for us for the future. How we can save? First, put it in your mind. Pharaoh not in his mind to save. Joseph told him, you have to save. You have to control, you have to discipline yourself. What he saw in the palace of Pharaoh, many unnecessary things, many luxurious things, expensive food, expensive dress, unnecessary parties, and all the rubbish worldly things that you may have now in your life that need to be stopped. Eating in the restaurants, eating very expensive food, buying many things unnecessarily, accessories, every now and then changing your computer, your laptop, your mobiles, all these are money. Don't say it's a small amount. Small amount, when you put it together, even $1 per day unnecessarily, $30 per month you are spending unnecessarily, per year $360, per 10 years $3,600. If that is $1 per day, how much if it is $10 unnecessarily per day, how much you are spending per 10 years? $36,000. Little by little, you collect. 20% of your income, keep for saving. That's why we don't practice giving gifts and giving things unnecessarily to one another. We don't need to do that. If we want to give gift, we explain. Direct the money for the lost, to preach the gospel. Use the money to make projects. As a good Samaritan, invest. We need to invest in this direction. For the poor and needy, for the orphans, for the widows, for those who are sick, those who are in a prison, those who are outcast and downtrodden, they are ready to receive the gospel. We should move in this direction. But how we can move if we don't have saving? And that's why here, the message. He told them, 1/5 you collect, put it under the authority of Pharaoh, and this should be held in reserve for the country. So here, when he says reserve, you cannot touch it. When you save, you need to discipline yourself. What Joseph is telling now to Pharaoh, he is telling him indirectly, you need to discipline yourself. All this what you are doing, because in the palace of Pharaoh there are many nonsense. And Joseph saw that. So here, what he is telling him, indirectly, you need to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that you can keep the 1/5, you can save 20% of your income. And it will be held reserve. You cannot use it without discretion. Oh, I like to buy this. Oh, we have money. We can use. No, this is your saving. Somebody want to borrow. He want to do certain things, certain project. Or your relative. Or some close friend. No, no. You have to learn to say no. The reserve should only be used in time of emergencies or during the time of famine, that reserve will be used. Joseph told Pharaoh in verse 33, and now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. So what we need here, what you need here, discernment and wisdom. Yes, you are wise, you receive Christ, is a wisdom. You have the Holy Spirit, is a wisdom. You are not an ordinary person. You are a disciple of Jesus. You need to be discerning and wise as a snake. Wisdom to save. You must know how to control, because any dollar you spend this very day, any penny you spend unwisely today, it will be shortened from you in the future. Saving is very important, and we know that Pharaoh appointed Joseph to be in charge, and we should be like Joseph, wise and discerning, self-control, well-disciplined, responsible, mature, standing firm in the teaching of the Lord, so that we can face tomorrow, we can face the future with the Lord. How we can face it? The wisdom that God gave us today, we have to use wisdom in our life, so the future will be clear and victorious to us. Not only in the Old Testament, famines had happened, even in the New Testament, in the life of the church, mentioned times of famine. And that's why we need to be a good steward. That's why we teach no parties, no eating in the restaurants, no buying unnecessarily and not buying expensive food or dress, because all these will take the finances away. In the book of Acts chapter 11 verse 27 to verse 30, say here, during this time some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. So there was a famine had happened during the time of the apostles, the early church. So the same here today, as a church. We don't need to spend our money on unnecessary things, parties and traveling here and there, project unnecessarily. There's a time that we really need these finances. When there's famine all over the world and everywhere now, we know as the Lord is, His coming is near. Famine and earthquakes and wars breaking out everywhere. So we need now to be more wise in managing and adjusting our finances. We will read also Luke chapter 14. The Lord wants us to be using our mind. Luke 14 verse 28 to 30. The Lord says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the course to see if he has enough money to complete it. For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, this fellow began to build and was not able to finish. So here, ahead of us as a disciple, bigger projects we need to do. We need to be a builder. What we need for these things? We need money. We need finances. And that's why he says, sit down and estimate. Sit down and estimate how you can save. Because ahead of you, good plans of the Lord for you, projects, ministries, tasks need to be achieved. And God wants you to use your mind. Finances are so important in the ministry. In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, we need to have saving in times of needs, time of famine. We can manage. Somebody say God will provide. Yes, God will provide. We are not saying no, but one way of His provision to us is what we have today. We need to keep for tomorrow as saving. That is how He provide. That's one way of provision. Sometimes God send at once when there's a need. But God will call you accountable if He had given you good amount of money or resources or time or talents, but you did not use them. It will be shortened for you in the future. When you had waste your money and time and effort in the past, your sin will find you out in the future. And God will tell you, I had given you why you waste before, and now you are ask me to give me. In book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And here what we know that about the Magi who came from the east, they presented their gifts to the Lord. That gift was important because Mary and Joseph, they were called in verse 13 by the angel to go to Egypt, and this what they received from gifts, most likely they had used them to finance the trip, their trip and their mission in Egypt. Stewardship is very important. Somebody give you a gift today or money, there is a purpose why this gift or money or gold was given to you. There is a mission of God in your life. Use this money for His glory. Acts chapter 24. Paul testified that he went down to Jerusalem to bring the gift to the poor. And the poor, they were the apostles in the early church who passed through famine. Paul was collecting for them. But how he can collect if the people have no saving and have no money? So how we can help the saints? How we can help the poor? How we can help churches who are in need of finances if we ourselves we are not saving what God is giving us? Acts chapter 24 verse 17, Paul say, after an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. So he was bringing gifts to the poor, those who are in famine, those who are in need. The same he mentioned also in book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So here, but when we read that the church had passed through famine and they needed somebody to help them, then the importance of saving and having wealth and keep aside what God give us is important, is something reasonable and mandatory for us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 1 to verse 4. Now about the collection for God's people, do what I taught the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. What he say here, you collect every week, that is not tithes. That is not offering, that is alms for the poor and needy to help the church, the saints in Jerusalem. So we as a church, we must know that famine will come. We need to be ready to avoid problem and the time of need. We should have our own saving, and second, we can help those who are in need, and that's what God wants us. Why God give us His word? He gave us His word to apply. Warning here, when I know that the apostle passed through famine, now I need to save. Because what happened to them, it will happen also to me. And I need to be ready. The scripture was written here to remind us, to teach us, to give us warning. Because history repeated itself. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Paul says, in everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. What the word of God here said, that we need to give. But how we can give? If we ourselves spending all what God given us. Why we need to save? So that we can be able to share. The principle of making wealth is to be shared with those who are in need. Maybe in the future we'll be in need. What we save, it can be used also for us, to sustain us and to replenish us in the time of need. The Lord Jesus Christ is saying in Matthew 28 verse 19 and 20, he say, the great commission of the Lord for us, he say, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. God want us to go and make disciples, and we need material things to share with those who are in need. We need material things to move, to travel, to spend on the mission work. So we need money to save. That's why we need to avoid unnecessary expenses so that we can save. We can share the gospel, we can give Bibles, we can travel, we can help churches, help workers who are in need. That is part of the Great Commission. Reaching the lost, to give them the message, we need material things to help the message to reach. In Book of James chapter 1 and verse 27 say religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. God wants us to care for the orphans and the widows. How we can care? How we can share if we don't have? And that's here the importance of having wealth produced by saving. How we can save? There is a hint here in this verse. He says, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. One of the worldly things that the Christian do is spending money on the worldly things. Spending money on what your eyes lust, or what your stomach lust, or on what your ego lust. To make yourself fame and famous, you spend unnecessary things. As we spoke in the previous message, that is detestable before God. God wants us to be cleansed from worldliness so we can use the resources wisely to help those who are in need. The orphans, the widows, the prisoners, the sick, those who are in distress, what we have, we can share with them. Some people, they say, the Lord say, don't take with you pears or anything or extra tonic or money in your mission. That is what we can read in Matthew 10. That is read Matthew 10 verse 9 and verse 10. The Lord said, do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or staff, for the workers is worth his keep. Some they say, God say, don't take anything. Why you are telling us to save and keep money and discipline yourself? We want to enjoy our life. The Lord said, don't take anything. So God himself will provide. Let's read also Luke chapter 22. And let us read verse 35 and verse 36. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you without purse, bag or sandals, did you lack anything? Nothing, they answer. He said to them, but now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. So what he say here, this time of evil will come, and you need to have. Yes, the two guys say, don't take, because he will provide. Yes, he will provide. But God also say to me, here, you take, so you keep. I am there, but you need to be also wise. You have your money, you have your transport, you have your saving, you have your clothes, you have your bag, you have your belonging, you have your mind, you have sit down and you had planned, you have estimated the cost, you had planned well. God wants you to be wise and discerning. Yes, God wants us to have faith in him, that even if we will not have, he will provide. That is in case that something out of our mind happen, then he will make a way for us. But he is not accepting that if we live without wisdom, like the worldly people, spending everything without discernment, without planning, that is not the disciple of Jesus. God wants us to have wealth. How we do it? What we spoke. This is the method. The purpose is to share and to be a blessing to others. That's at the end of this series of messages. Let us pray and commit ourselves to God, to discipline ourselves, and to do exactly what He had ordained for us to do. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us. Thank You for Your word that show us clearly what are the things that we need to abide and apply in our life. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself to discipline myself, to discipline my stomach, my eyes, my ego, to abide with a system that You ordained for me so that I can live always in a good way and I have a saving for the future and to help those who are in need. Lord, I commit myself to carry the gospel and help the orphan, the widows, the prisoners, the sick, those who are in distress. I commit myself to do my part for them as a good Samaritan in this world, in a way that people will see my good deed and to praise Your name. Thank You, God. Enable me, Lord, to do these things and to achieve what You expect from me. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who prayed this prayer. Lord, You bless, O God. As he is or she is willing, You make a way, O Lord. And bless the heart of that person who responds positively to Your message. O Lord, take this message and make it reach Your people who are in need to hear that, to hear this word of Yours. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hand be with us, O God. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.